Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. L'Yonishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel and Eli Melech Ben Menachem Ben Malkiel and Rufuas Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sarah. In the Sefer Lahoros Nasan Chelek Aleph in the Tshuvis Simon Samach Tes, he has a very interesting discussion of Dina de Malchusa Dina. And that is going to be our focus in this sheer, very, very broad topic. And we are going to touch on some of the Yesodos. First of all, the discussion is whether there is Dina de Malchusa Dina in an instance where the Melech is not Moshel Bakol. The Tzibur, the community, chooses someone as a leader. And then the leadership changes from time to time, as we have in democratic countries, such as the United States and Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh in Idarim Chavches writes, V'hainu time with the Dino Dina. Why is Dina the Machusa Dina? Gemara says Dina the Machusa Dina. The Gemara leaves it up to the later sources to explain the what, the why, the who, the where, the how. So says the Rosh, She'eretz Shalohi, the land belongs to him. V'af hedyot she'yesh lo karka, kach dino. And even when a hedyot, the simpleton, has land, so is the din. Shelo yehana adam imei arzo ela midaito umikitzvaso. That a person is not allowed to benefit from your land unless you agree to it. And you tell him how much. So that's the reason dina d'malchusa dina. Because it's his land. And you can only benefit from the land to the extent that he lets you, according to his rules. So you have to keep his rules. It's his land. According to this, even if a king captures in different land, we also say Dina the Machusa Dina, because we see in Gittin on Lamed Ches that Amon Moav Tiro B'Sichon, that when Sichon were captured by when Amon and Moav were captured by Sichon, now even though we wouldn't be allowed to fight with Amon and Moav, but now we're allowed to capture it because now it belongs to Sichon. Because Akum acquires Bekibush Mulchama. So a Goy acquires land in war. So now it belongs to Sichon. And now Dina de Machusa Dina is whatever Sichon says. However, in the Shita Mukubetzes, he brings behind the time of the Dina Dina. This is Nedarim Chavches. She'aret shalohi ve'ena rashay she'amud baret zuel b'mitzvah. So, avlem kotzev al malchus she'ena shol she'kavshu b'gezel ki disekriku de'gitten olim she'ena chavetz lamud baret zuelav kol kamine le'migzalei. So, says the Shita Mekubetzes, the reason Dino is din is because the land belongs to him, and you can only be there according to his command. But if he captures Big Gezel, like we see the Sikrikun, those thieves in Gittin and Hamid Beis, or a person that doesn't want to be in his land, so Lav Kol Kamine Lemigzale. He has no right to steal. You want to steal? There's no such thing as stealing somebody else's land. Then Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply. Same lashon we have in the Oros HaRut above a kama siman tav mem zayin. So this is very shver, because we see in the Rashba in Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches that even Akum is konei de kibush mulchama, as we said before. And that's why Amon and Moav tir b'sichon. When Sichon captured, it belonged to Sichon, no longer belonged to Amon and Moav. So when he captures it, be kibush, even if he steals it, but it's his. The land belongs to him. So what's shot in the Shita Mekubetzes is that stealing doesn't, there's no dina machusa dina. So it could be. We can explain as follows: the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas and Yerodeh Sim and Yotes explains the Gemara that says that Ammon and Moab tira b'sichon, that even though we weren't allowed to capture the land from Ammon and Moab, but now that Sichon captured it, we are, because now it belongs to Sichon, because there was Sichon was kohen of a kibush mulchama. We see in Sanhedrin and Tess that Akum lav b'nei kibush ninhu. Akum goyim can't capture. Rashi says shalom nitna eretz l'kibush kim liyisrael. Only the Jews can capture. So how are goyim kohen of a kibush mulchama? So as to say for binyan ariel in parshas Balak, and that goes Yaivitz, the Rashash in Sanhedrin there. So the Chasam Sofer wants to answer that it's true, the Lechatchila, the land is not given to Kibush al Yedei Akum, but if he was Kovesh, he's Kona B'Kibush, like a Gazlin who's Kona Gzela, even though there's no Hetel Lechatchila Ligzel, nevertheless he's Kona B'Yeir. So writes the Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim Degidin, Lamed Ches, and in his Sefer Torah Moshe, Parashas Chukos Uve'emes, so comes out Lehedja, Medivra Benu Tam, Sefer Yashar Shalom, who's Mevayer, that Akum is Kona B'Kibush Melchama. He says, Vaf, al pishen karkin exeles. Ay, deshu nitan la riga, v'derech mulchama kol pli v'zavenu v'zvine zvine. Kiyotze b'davar minin begitin b'tchila loya sikrikun b'yehuda mitziyasa kev and the katli agavun se gomor makne. Chol shvi en emra hilamus, v'yad lamus lahachiz gomor makne. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, same idea. That, you know why Akum can be Kona B'Kibush Melchama? Yes, they shouldn't have done it. Yes, it's Ones, but because of the Ones, the capturing is a capture. There is a Kenyan. And that's the Yisod of Cheskas Kibush Melchama of a Goy. So now we can say that that's the reason that we don't say Dina the Mechusad Dina when the king captured Begezel. Why? Because the whole kinyan of a melech is only because the nigzel's gomer or makni loan. So it's only because, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, due to the ones, the nigzel, the one who was being stolen from, the victim, was makne. That's the yisod of why you make the kinyan kibush. Because agavun sikom or makni, because of the ones, there's a kinyan, there's a hakna. And if so, the nigzel is only makneh to the king as much as he needs to save himself from death. But what he can hold on to without the king knowing about it, avada, he's not makneh that. And therefore, he doesn't have to be mekayim mitzvos hamelech if he could hide, if he could do it in such a way the king won't know about it, because he's only makneh the land to the king to save his life. What he doesn't need to do to save his life, then he's not makneh that. So wherever he is, if the king makes a rule and he doesn't want to keep that rule, so if he can get away with it, then he'll get away with it. He wasn't makneh that to the king, because look, he's in this land, he's in this area, and the king isn't watching him, and he's going against the king. So he says, great, as far as this area is concerned, the king doesn't own it. I just gave the king what I gave him in order to save my life. What I don't need to do to save my life, I'm not giving him. So in this area that I don't need to give this land to the king to save my life, I cannot follow his rules and still be alive. So I'm not making him this land, I'm not going to follow his rules. So that explains why we don't say Dina the Machusadina when he's Kovish Begeza. Because in those areas where he can't see you, he was never Kona them. You were never Makne. And now we understand what the Rishonim say. Like I said, that if he's Kovesh Eretz Begezel, there's no Dina the Mechusadina. Because if there was Dina the Mechusadina, then you wouldn't be allowed to steal from the king privately, secretively. Like we see in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel, you're not allowed to be Mavriach the Meches, me Dina the Mechusadina. You're not allowed to hide taxes, Dina the Mechusadina. But when the king captures the land, b'derech gezel, you're allowed to be mavriach the meches. Why? Because the gazlonim were not makin it to the king, only what they needed to be in order to save their lives. Dvarim shebegalui. But dvarim shebeseser, like avrachas melech, this, the person, the people, kept that right for themselves. They said, hey, we just want to save our lives, but we don't need to do it to save our lives. We're not interested. So therefore, we're going to give you the land. You're going to think you have the land, great. We're going to keep your rules as long as you can see us. But what we're doing in silence, we don't know about. We are going to hide from taxes because you took it begezel, and we only gave you what we needed to save our lives, but otherwise we didn't give you anything. So that allows one to be mavriach the meches if the king took the land begezel. Now, according to what the Rosh writes, the reason it is a mechusadina is because the land belongs to him, and you can only stand in his land with his rules. It's my house, you got to follow my rules. So the same would apply then to a medina that doesn't have a king. Rather, you have a democratic country that chose its leaders from time to time. They are the shluchim of the people to be manik chukim v'takanos. So in such an instance, who is the bailam over the medina? The whole nation? Because they chose him. See, he's like the representative of the whole nation. So you have to keep the rules. You have to keep his rules because the country belongs to everybody. And they said, listen, it belongs to us, and we say you have to keep his rules. It's like a Beis Knesset of Korachim. And you have a shul in a big city. So Rashi says, Hakol Baalei, and they belong to everybody. Everybody comes there to daven. But really, we should be Madame Medina to a Beis Knesset of Kfarim, a village, a small shul. Why? Because the Medina is built and held up by all of the citizens. Rashi says in Yuma, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that a Beis Knesset shel Kfarim shel Bailav Nikarim. Ko Bailav Nikarim, Barei Kebeis HaShutfim. So you know who all of the Bailam are, and it's like a Beis HaShutfim. It's like a house that has partners. So who are the partners in this, in the United States of America? The 300 citizens of America? Everyone's like a shutif, and they can all say, listen, you have to keep the rules. We have rule books here, you have to keep the rules. Shulchan Aruch, Hoshin Mishpat, Simek, Kuf Samach Aleph, Kuf Samach Beis, Kuf Samach Gimel. Certain things that the Bnei HaChatzer and Mavo in Ir can be Kof in Zeh al Zeh. And Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, it says that the Rov is Kof of the Yachid, Stuke Takanasim, so it's Pashit, that even in a Medina that doesn't have a king, but rather it's democratic, an election, it also has the din of the machus din, and so it comes out from the shita mukubetis and nedarim. What din b'chol adiyotis sheba oylam shim katzvu shalei nadim ba'aretzim lekotzvasim shedineim din. So, if you have hidiotos, that they come along and they say that you can only be nan in our land according to our rules, their din is a din. So a medina that doesn't have a king is no less than hidiotos. So, we're closer to a king because we appointed leaders. Hidiotos are just the people getting together and making rules, but here people got together and they appointed leaders who made rules. Memela, you can only stay if you follow our rules. The Rashbam in Baba Basra explains Dina the Machusadina. Kol misim varnonios umenhagos shel mishpatei hamalachim shirgil lahanig b'malchus dinahu Shekobene Amalchus Makabla Malay Meritson Huke Amelachu Mishpato. The Hilgar Din Gamru. All of the taxes and minhagim of the rules of the kings that they're accustomed to be applying to their Malchus is a din, because all the Bnei Malchus, all the people of this country, of this kingdom, accept upon themselves from their own free will the laws of the king, and therefore it's a din. Similarly writes the Rambam. So if you have a king whose coin comes out with his likeness on it, they're maskim that he should be their adun and they should be his avadim, his king. And if they're not, they don't want him, so we don't want you, so get out of here, we don't have to listen to your rules. So you see Al Kolpanim from the Rambam, this is in Perakei Melchus Gzeil, Lachit Ches, from the Rashbam and Bava Basun and Dalet Amid Beis, that Dina the Malchus Adina, because the Vendei Medina were Makabel upon themselves, Meritzonim, all Malchuso, and they were Makayim L'chukim, and their Mochel Meikara, and their money. Because they said, listen, you're going to be our boss, whatever you say, we're going to do. Lefizeh, if when the king makes laws they accept it upon themselves as kingship, certainly when they elected him, if you elect somebody, you're saying, listen, we want you to be our ruler, our leader, and we're going to accept your rules. So if you have an elected official, government official, so his din is din. So that's a little bit on Dina the Malchus Adina. Obviously, there's a ton more to say, and we hope that in the second segment we're going to continue talking about this Dina the Malchus Adina, and we should be zocha lulmodu lalam yidlishma v'lasas ulekayim is called the Beis Amo Teresu v'havam, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.